Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
And finally, a different kind of sport, celebrating this delicious time of year in New England when we can't seem to get enough of tomatoes.
Palate fatigue is a real thing.
That's Karen Schwabli. She's director of the Southeastern Massachusetts Agricultural Partnership, and she was a judge at today's 32nd annual Massachusetts Tomato Contest. 16 farms competed at the Boston Public Market to rate some of the finest tomatoes in the state. We sent Radio Boston's Catherine Dougherty to check the contest out, and she brought us this audio postcard.
My favorite tomato needs to have a balance of herbaceousness, of sweetness, and tanginess.
It has to be very firm inside and flavorful.
I like to have a good bite of acid in that first bite and then kind of a saltier finish. So I don't want a too sweet a tomato. I want a strong tomato flavor with some bite to it. My name is Karen Schwalbe, and I'm the executive director of the Southeastern Massachusetts Agricultural Partnership.
Hello, my name is Kevin Barry. I'm the director of produce at Big Y Foods out of Springfield, Mass., and I'm here today judging this tomato contest.
My name is Yasmin Healy. I'm a private chef, and I'm a tomato judge. I was just telling one of the other judges, do you feel like you're skinnier already? Because you feel so healthy by number 15, all these antioxidants.
Well, today they're going to have the opportunity to taste some of the greatest tomatoes grown in Massachusetts. We have over 750 farmers in Massachusetts who grow tomatoes commercially. They grow about 8.5 million pounds of tomatoes, yielding about $17 million worth of value. My name is John LeBeau. I'm the commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Agricultural Resources, and we are one of the principal organizers of this event.
Everybody loves tomatoes. A tomato is just like a baby. You got to treat it with gentle care and love. My name is Peter MacArthur, MacArthur's Farm in Holliston. I won, first place 2004, first place 2008, and last year was 2015, first place.
My name is Kate Stillman, and I'm from Stillman's Farm in New Braintree, Massachusetts. And we are a vendor here at the public market, but we're also here today to participate in the annual state tomato contest. Every year, it's a different story. This year, we're kind of battling high heat and lower water, which actually makes for a fantastic tomato year. It's been tough on some of the other crops, but it concentrates the sugars and makes for a sweeter tasting tomato. So this is a fantastic tomato year.
We're gonna pick tomatoes. Let the sun get high. When the sun gets low, no sense staring at the floor.
We heard from tomato judges Yasmin Healy, Kevin Barry, and Karen Schwalbe, along with the Massachusetts Agriculture Commissioner John LeBeau. Also with them, farmers Peter MacArthur and Kate Stillman. They were speaking at the 32nd Annual Massachusetts Tomato Contest at the Boston Public Market today. And the results? Peter MacArthur won first place in the heirloom category. Stillman won fourth place in the cherry category. Other first place awards went to Ward's Berry Farm in Sharon, Langwater Farm in Northeastern, and Kimball Fruit Farm in Pepperell. Radio Boston's Catherine Dougherty produced our audio postcard along with our technical director, Tim Skog. That's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
I'll be your sweet water. I'll be your sweet water when the